Blackstone Audio presents The Devil's Breath by R.R. Irvine. This book is read by Dan Butler. To Kate Duffy and Pat O'Connor. Chapter 1. The crack echoed across the valley like thunder running before a storm. Only Jack Graham recognized it for what it was. Man-made thunder, probably from a large-caliber rifle. The car window on his, the passenger's side, was already open an inch or so as a precaution against the foul smell emanating from the station wagon's noisy heater. But now, cold or no cold, Graham awkwardly cranked the glass all the way down and listened carefully. For a moment, he heard only the rush of icy wind. Then the second explosion came, a sound that seemed to roll right over the car. Definitely a rifle shot, he decided, and ducked low in his seat, briefly wondering if someone might be shooting at him. Then he shook his head. He was hardly a target worthy of assassins, even though his luck in the past few months had gone from bad to near fatal. He glanced at his driver, sighed, then quickly scanned the mist-shrouded landscape. There was nothing on the road ahead, and nothing behind them either. Look, said the woman beside him. She took one hand from the steering wheel to point up the mountainside, which formed a natural wall next to the road's inside lane. Up there, three of them. Her foot came off the accelerator, and the station wagon began to slow.